The board to order. First up, we have.
Hit start, Richard. Okay, we are official. Everything you say now is recorded.
Do I need to start again? We're good? Okay.
Well, I hit start. Why is it not go? Oh, there it goes. I got it now. Now we're live.
Okay, well, we're now officially calling it to order at 5:16. Wasted 1 minute already, Laura.
I know, I'm trying not to.
Coming out of your time. First off, we have approval of the minutes.
I was away for a moment. Is someone taking notes?
Yeah, that's a really great point. We need someone to take the minutes tonight.
And I beg off, I'm overloaded tonight.
Yeah. 5:16.
Whoa.
What?
Back. Maddie, Millie Ellen, Laura.
Maddie, if you take the minutes, I'll have my assistant type them up for you.
I would love to do that, but I have carpal tunnel and I forgot my brace.
Oh, it's a downside. Okay, I will take the minutes. They will be minimal.
You can send them to me after. I'll make edits. That's what Ellen does when she sends it to me. She's like, fill things in, check things out.
Okay, has anyone had a chance to read the minutes from last time that I'm unsure who wrote them?
Hi, Yvonne.
But they look really good.
It was Ellen. Ellen wrote them.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Evo.
We are at minute taking. We're looking for a volunteer to take the minutes. Yvonne, are you up for that tonight?
I can. I will grab some paper really quickly.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a pain. And I have
written
timed exams, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
They can't make an accommodation for you with the doctor's
note? I hope they can.
Yeah.
I tried getting in contact with the coordinator, but they haven't replied yet.
Meaning Jody Hanna?
Yeah.
For IB?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, Jody should.
He's having issues with audio. Okay.
So we're back to reviewing the minutes from last month, which was actually July. Has anyone had a chance to read them? If not, do so now.
Yes. Here we go. Mute myself.
So I move to approve the minutes as written.
I will second the motion.
So we have a motion and second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? Oops.
She'll come back on in a second, I think.
Okay. We're going to wait a minute to see if Melly can come back so she can vote. Unless she's like me and my computer crashed during a meeting today. So.
It crashes in
it. Oh, no.
It was painful.
She's coming.
I can second if that'll help.
So Gretchen, Maddie, and then you asked for the vote, right?
Yep. Okay. So all those in favor of approving the minutes as written, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the minutes pass. Awesome job. To the writer, I can't remember who you are. librarian's report. I am going to move to the end so we can get through all this other stuff, Laura.
You're welcome.
So we're going to move on to
policies. It's 2.6, hotspot revisions.
We're going to move to discussion items number 4. So we'll start with 4A. 2.6 hot spot policy revisions.
So I
made a couple changes from the last time. You guys approved this. And then one of the documents is the ones where you can see the track changes, and the other one is with all the track changes that have been accepted. So the only thing that's really changed is that in the second sentence, it says circulating hotspots may be borrowed by adult Newport Public Library cardholders in good standing. It's not, we're changing that because it was just open for full privilege, and we have a lot of people in our community who are on our cards, who live in their cars, who need to be able to use the hotspots more than a lot of other people. So there's that big change. And then I capitalized library director at the very end.
Okay, are there any questions for Laura regarding the hotspot policy revisions?
Now we have like 22 of them. We're gonna order 11, no, we're at 23, 23 hotspots. And we're gonna order 11 more this fiscal year. They're popular.
Okay, seeing no questions, do we have any motions regarding the hotspots? I'm still trying to find it. I'm on the wrong page.
It's very far into
it. Yes. Do we have any motions regarding hotspots?
I would make a motion to approve the changes as written.
So Ellen has made a motion to approve. It looks like Melly seconded it. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes.
Cool.
Okay, next up we have number 5.7, meeting room policy revisions.
So it's the same thing where it is the document with the track changes and the document with all the track changes that are accepted. The big thing with the changes, as far as this goes, is that I spelled out the word information for payment, because it used to just be payment info, that educational, civic, charitable and cultural programs, nonprofits and government entities are 6 months, not a year, and that's what's been the practice. It just, the policy did not reflect that accurately, so there's that change. And then I put in there on the first document under educational, civic, charitable, and cultural ones for frequency of use by the library director, because that's also been the protocol too. If it's gonna be longer than 6 months, that has to be approved by me. And then I spelt out required, added the before event and a period, some periods in there. And then if you go to the end of the box for 5.71 policy tables for use of meeting rooms, for commercial, I added by the library director periods, added the, so some of it's like punctuation stuff. And then under conference room, it's the changes by the library director, the 2-hour limit, adding like the little hyphen in between 6 months from a year, spelling out information, just kind of correcting some of the punctuation stuff with it. So those are the main changes with this. I don't know if you guys have questions, but I wanted to make sure the policy accurately depicts what's actually been going on in practice at the library with the meeting rooms. And if you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I'd make a motion to accept the policy changes as written.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept the policy changes as written. Does anyone have any questions? Do we have a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Melly's the second. No questions. I hear no discussion, so we'll go ahead. And all those in favor of making these changes, say aye.
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 All opposed? Aye. All right, the motion passes, which brings us to 2.2 library card policy revisions.
So under 2.23, I added under imprinted check, I added a pay stub as one of the other forms of identity that we would accept because we get that a lot of times. And then on the back part for 2.2.7 honor card policy, the changes that we had discussed at the last meeting about a patron without a permanent home address may receive an honor card. An honor card may be issued to patrons without a permanent address by providing identification. Honor card holders may check out 5 items. Instead of it being 2 items, 5 items, because that's been the practice too. And then honor card holders have access to all the library's online services and resources except Hoopla. No interlibrary loans are permitted on an honor card. So some of those were changes that needed to be reflected from the last time I brought this to you guys. But the big change was going from 2 items to 5 items. With that, and I'm going to, and then under 2.2.10, under card expiration and renewal, it goes from are valid for a period of 3 years instead of 2 years. It should be 3 years because that's aligning with the public library division standards that we try to follow for public libraries. So that's been fixed. And then I added under 2.2.11 and the word and.
I don't know about that one.
And that is it as far as that goes.
Any questions for Laura?
Laura, should Hoopla be capitalized? Or, I mean, it's just a little thing.
It's under honor cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll capitalize Hoopla. Thank you.
Okay.
Putting that on here, too. On the
wow, good
too.
Catch, Ellen.
Thank you, Ellen. I try to catch everything. I try to get everything, and then I'm like,
Otherwise, we'd be back here next month making that.
Okay, let's capitalize Hoopla. I have more policies for you guys next meeting.
Well, these are pretty tough decisions to make, but we're going to power through them tonight.
Good.
So, do we have a motion regarding the library card policy revisions?
I'll make a motion to accept the changes as is.
All right. Do we have a second?
Yes, I second that.
All right. So, all those in favor of changing it to library, changing the library card policy revisions as presented by Laura with the addition of capitalizing Hoopla. Say aye.
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 Okay, it is unanimous. All your policy revisions have made it tonight, Laura.
Ooh, so exciting.
Now she's cocky. Okay, which brings us to Sip and Paint Night.
Yeah, so I added this on there because you want to talk about it.
Yes, so the foundation is going to be having a fundraiser that I forgot to bring the details of, so maybe Laura can remind me what they are. Or we can skip it, and I'll look up the... How about we skip this, and I'll look it up during Laura's thing? Just to give you a teaser, though, the library is going to foundation is having a fundraiser of a paint night at the library. It is going to be sip a beverage that's non-alcoholic of your own choice night. Because at the library, there cannot be alcoholic beverages because it's a city building. The foundation has some sponsors and is going to pay for all the library staff and our student volunteers to come for free. But for foundation and board members, I think it's $50, and I don't remember the date. And so I'll circle back to this and remind you at the end. But... Mrs. Calavan, a former teacher of Sam Case, and I believe one of you that some of you may know, is going to be teaching it. Libba Sager and I have not chosen the artwork, but it is going to be fall themed, but no artistic ability necessary. It's really just to come and have fun and socialize with members of the foundation and the library staff.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's in November. November?
Is it? I thought it was October.
It is October. I think it's October. It's the second Wednesday in October. So it's going to be October.
Is it November?
Maybe I thought it was November. Was it November? Or is it...
Because I thought it was following this meeting.
I don't remember. We'll get back to that one.
I'll let you know by the end of the night. For all our fans online, stay tuned or you'll miss it.
We have so many fans.
Okay, Laura. Wow. This is a big night for you. Yes. You have 30 minutes to give your librarian's report and
mine's
cover
gonna be blown.
A lot of statistics.
I gave you guys
20 pages for the librarian's report because we haven't seen each other since July, and there's a lot that's been going on, and then I still forgot stuff after I spent 3 hours at the library Saturday trying to finalize this.
So I am listening to you, but I'm looking for those dates on my phone. So y'all don't think I'm rude. Okay.
Couple things that I forgot to include in the report is that the state statistical report that we do for the state library every year has opened. So I'm working on our state report that is due by October 31st. You guys will see it at the November meeting. I'll share it with you what I turn in and submit. But we have to do that every year. So I'm going to go over that with you guys at the November meeting, because we're in September right now. It's so crazy. And then the one other thing I forgot to put in here is that we did youth summer book bingo over at Literacy Park a couple weeks ago. And that was really well attended. And it was the first time that we've been able to hold that event since COVID. So it's nice to have all the kids in the park. A lot of happy, happy children.
Oh, we were not allowed to be out of town on Book Bingo Day. You have no idea.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a thing. The kids love it. So those are things I forgot to mention in the report. But we are in the midst of September, which is library card sign-up month. And so I sent out a press release today about it. And there's a lot of information up on our website about what library card sign-up month is. And we bought some posters from the American Library Association that celebrate having a library card, because they usually do a theme and everything. So we put those up today. So it's just a little bit about that. And then I went to the city council meeting on September 6th, which was a Tuesday. And we had two items that were on the agenda. It was a proclamation recognizing September 2022 as Library Card Sign-Up Month. And then also another proclamation for Banned Books Week, which is actually kicks off on Sunday, and we're doing a lot of stuff revolving around Banned Books Week. So make sure you guys knew about that, and I'll talk to you more about that in a minute. And then we distributed 359 COVID tests in the month of July, and then 298 COVID tests in the month of August, because I have to track this for the county when we hand them out and ask for more tests. And then we also provided 24 of the naloxone kits in July, and then 27 in August.
Do you have more COVID kits available, or have you run out?
Oh, no, we have more. We have more.
Okay.
So if you guys need COVID tests, come in. We have plenty of those. And then we also handed out, God, it was like almost 400 condoms in the restrooms to people, too. It's been a really successful partnership with Lincoln County Harm Reduction, and I'm really excited to see that people in our community are taking advantage of these resources that a lot of times they have to pay for or jump through extra hoops to be able to get their hands on.
Thank you for doing that for our community, Laura.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's good. It's good stuff.
Definitely.
I think you guys have read other parts, so I'm just going to kind of go through some of the highlights. The Newport Chamber was at the library in August, and we hosted their luncheon, and we had some of our kids read to some of the chamber members, which was really great, and they got to learn more about the library. It was really well attended, and then we had six children that read, one of our volunteers, Tasha, my son Colin, and Miriam, because I bribed them. I told them that they get a free lunch if they read to adults, because they're not scared to talk to adults. So they read to somebody at the Aquarium of Avon, and then it was one of your guys' marketing people, and Colin was trying to get a job. It came back and was asking if he could go apply for a job at the Aquarium. And I was like, dude, school's getting ready to start. We have to wait till like November. You're taking hard classes. It was really great. It was like, and then the aquarium sent thank you cards to all the kids, and then their little wildflower bookmarks, which was great. We're hoping to do this as a yearly thing with the chamber. It was great. And then Mary Kay and I spoke to the Rotary Club in August about Lincoln County Reads 2022. We kind of gave an overview. You guys are going to start seeing a lot of publicity going out for that for this year. And the book is Mexican Gothic. And we're going to do a program, like a viewer's watch party, over at the Performing Arts Center on October 16th, which is a Sunday. The Spanish interview, because there's a Spanish interview and then followed by an English interview. It's going to be on Zoom because we didn't know what things were going to look like with COVID. So she's going to be on Zoom, Sylvia Moreno Garcia, and we'll have an interview in Spanish and then interview in English. Spanish starts at 1:30, from 1:30 to 2:30, and then the English interview is from 3 to 4. And it's free, and it's open to the public if you guys want to come. And we have the books in the library available to check out. And English, Spanish, large print. They didn't have BCDs and for the book, so those aren't available. And then we have stuff on Hoopla and also Library to Go that people can download. So that's exciting. And then we went to National Night Out, and we had 756 individuals come to the library table. They were very, very busy. I had 4 staff members that were there, but they made a lot of really great connections. And that was the beginning of August. And one of the things we just more recently wrapped up is we were adopting shelter pets. We're giving people certificates so they can name their shelter pet. There's little shells that had googly eyes, and people were like loving it. And that's gone away. They'll come back and probably in the late summer or summer, late spring. But people really liked them. And there was one girl that came in, I think she adopted like 10 shells, and her mom had to cut her off.
You're cut off from shells, kid.
You're cut off from the shells with the googly eyes. We held like a little sneak peek of bilingual story time because we're getting ready to start that back up the first week in October, which is going to be really great. We'll start up toddler time, preschool story time, and bilingual story time. So it's great to see a lot of the kids because we haven't been doing this since COVID started. It was mostly like YouTube videos and things. So it's nice to kind of get back into another sense of normalcy. And then we did a postcard program where kids could write a message to people who were, they consider community helpers. And I don't know if you guys follow the Newport Police Department's Facebook page, but they put a bunch of the ones that they received up on their Facebook account yesterday. It was really cute. So if you guys haven't gone to look, I would encourage you to go look at it. It was really cute just to see the messages from the kids. We did a hydro dipping program in August, and Vanessa had, I think she had 12 teenagers that showed up. That was really popular.
I really want to go to that.
I think she's hoping to do it again. Tomorrow she's going to do a teen beating event, and it's we started back at the Teen Third Thursday programs, so she'll do that tomorrow. We just finished summer reading, and what I'm going to bring to you guys at the next library board meeting is a full summer reading report. But we had over 400 people who signed up this year for the program, which was great. And we had this great little, it's like a sticker thing where people get stickers and they can create a community mural. And it was with the dinosaur that was on our shirts. And so it's complete. It's in the main circ lobby. So if you guys come in and you look towards the wall, like the main entrance doors, you're going to see this beautiful mural that our community put together with all the books that they read. They got stickers. And we're going to do another one for Dia de los Muertos with the Sugar School. It'll be out there for Hispanic Heritage Month. Then we have another one that's Starry Night. I'm really digging the sticker sticker passive program activities. People like it. And then we are getting ready to conclude our 2022 Newport Public Library Summer Music Series. And this is something that I'm really hoping will become an annual event because we have Literacy Park, we have that great park, and people really miss the music, and we had a lot of great acts. Like, we had the Coastal Airs come and perform in August. Pacific Standard Time came and performed. They're going to come and perform again the 24th. They're going to be the last one. We had Herencia Mexicana come, and they beautiful, like, dancing, and they're going to come back on October 1st and perform as part of Hispanic Heritage Month. And then we had Chayag in Familia, which is Alex Yuma Kinga and his family. They're going to come and perform at the library on October 8th as part of Hispanic Heritage Month. But they also were part of our summer music series. And we had another gentleman, Mike O'Donnell. He is a folk singer, so he came and performed inside the library one day. We had Blue Variant, which is electric blues, and it's one of our city councilors, Jan Kaplan, was part of it. And those guys, like, really rocked out. It was awesome. And then we had the harps come back again, the harp, Ari and Lisa come back, and they did a workshop, and then they did a concert. We didn't end up doing it in the park. We ended up doing it inside just because the sun exposure with instruments isn't always good. We didn't know how the weather was going to be. And they're always really well received. And then we had Paul Vannebogart. I think most of you guys probably know him. He's part of Sons of Beaches. He came and performed last weekend on Saturday, part of Labor Day. And then Pacific Standard Time is going to come and perform. And that's our IT guy, Richard, is part of that group.
Welcome, Stormy.
Hi, Stormy. And Ryan's on here, too. Hi, Ryan.
Oh, I don't see him. Hi, Ryan.
I just let him in.
Ryan, you're not on the big board yet.
You got to talk, Ryan.
So what you all have missed so far is we
approved. Hello.
Hi, Ryan. We approved the minutes from July, and we passed all the policy revisions. And so now we are just leisurely enjoying Laura's librarian's report, and she's really leaning into the fact that she got 30 whole minutes tonight.
I'm excited.
Her smile is lighting up the room. So
I can tell you all about what we're doing.
We're excited. So right now we're hearing about summer music, and now I'm not sure what's next.
We're gonna we held our first quarterly Noche de Diversión event at the library, which is really focusing on our Hispanic and Indigenous community, and it's an after hours quarterly event that we're trying to do. And we had 77 people that showed up, and a lot of them were from our Guatemalan community, which was awesome. And we talked about some of the library resources. We explained the computers, how those work. We played Loteria. We fed them food. We did tours. We had little prizes that we gave away. We're going to do another event on October 21st, which is a Friday, from 6 to 8. And we're going to have the art bus come.
The art bus looks awesome.
It's awesome. So they're going to come and set up and do crafts with the kids, and then we're going to do tours and then talk a little bit about the library and feed people. But we're going to be doing this as a quarterly thing, and we'll focus on different things each time. Just so members of our community who may not be as familiar, and they're not so intimidated to come in and ask questions, we make it more of a comfortable environment. So we're excited about that. But we had a really, really good turnout the first time we did it. And then Rachel, who is our Hispanic or bilingual community resource specialist, she was part-time and now she's full-time. And so, which is great.
Which means she can do bilingual story time and the foundation doesn't have to pay for it anymore. We're super psyched about that.
$2,000 they don't have to pay for it. And then we're doing you'll see a lot of stuff being translated too. And you're going to start seeing more of the stuff being translated in the library, information that's coming out, stuff on our website. She's doing a monthly Loteria night. And I don't know if you guys know what Loteria is. It's like bingo. It's very fun. So we're doing, she's doing that on a monthly basis. And the first time she did it in August, we had 15 people. And so she'll do it the 16th of September, which is this Friday. And she's really excited about that.
It's this Friday?
This Friday.
Ugh.
And then we're going to do movie night in Spanish at the library, too. And so we can't put the titles of the movie in our PR because of the copyright laws with our movie license. Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can put a picture, but you can't put the name of the thing because of copyright law. It's weird.
You can put a picture of it, but you can't. Can you say it out loud to those of us here? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to. It's we're going to show... See, this is what happens. We're showing the one where the young girl learns that her family is losing their magic.
Encanto.
Encanto, yeah. We're showing Encanto. That's what we're showing. I'm like, I know the name.
When are you showing it?
The 21st of September.
I love that movie.
So it's a Wednesday night?
It's a Wednesday night. And it's 4:45, and it'll go till we close. And then we're going to show Selena in October. Because that's part of our movie license, too. And then...
So you're showing movies in Spanish once a month?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nicole, but we're going to put the English subtitles on. So I may go because I'm trying to work on my Spanish. I'm on day 50 of practicing every day.
Can we submit requests?
You can, and see if we can have it on the movie license. I think it'll be good, you guys. And then we had an author talk with Lori Tobias. That was really well attended. But some of the really, really, really exciting stuff, all of this is exciting to me, is that we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. And on Monday,
We're going to have a proclamation that goes in front of City Council, and they're going to recognize Hispanic Heritage Month from September 15th to October 15th. And Beatrice is going to read the proclamation in Spanish. So it's in English, and it's in Spanish, and I get to read it in English. I'm very excited.
What we really want to know is Harry Potter night coming back? They and will. Is Polar Express night coming back?
They will, but we don't have dates yet.
I hope that Polar Express night is in December.
Yeah, it should be.
Well, actually, now it's Polar Express afternoon, right? Because it's part of the family outreach.
I don't know if she's going to do it that time or if she's going to do it after hours. Ooh. We're going to have a meeting about that soon. So stay tuned, guys, for some Harry Potter and some Polar Express.
Oh, yeah.
Yvonne can tell us all about how much she loved being a volunteer at those events. Ellen, I can't remember if you ever made one of those or not. But
I think they're fun.
Board members, you did. Board members.
Yeah, I was at both a Polar Express and a Harry Potter, and it was super fun.
I have never read any of the Harry Potter books.
What?
I never have, and I have no desire to. You know, that's a terrible thing for me to be. I really don't.
It's okay. Some people are not fans, Stormy.
You can still come and help serve popcorn and punch, Stormy.
I know. I can definitely still do that. I would not let that prevent me from helping out for sure, but I felt like I should be upfront and honest.
Costumes are not required, but sign a paper
when
fun.
You get there that you've read them all.
If you're not going to wear a costume, we may make you bring your own vacuum.
Just say you're dressed up as a muggle.
You guys are funny.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure I could Google it and come up with something, though.
I love it.
No, I always bring my vacuum because the library's vacuum is not strong enough to... No.
Oh, yeah, it's really bad after that one.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. I'll update for you guys soon, but we haven't planned that far out yet. I'm just trying to get in through October at this point. We're doing a pinata-making party at the library on the 28th, and then the 30th. It's a two-part one because you have to let everything dry. So we're doing that. And we're also going to have an artisan weaver come on the 15th of October. We have these little handouts around the library. I don't know if you guys can see it. We have them up.
Is that in my packet?
It's in your packet.
Flip like ahead. I've gotten behind.
So we have a lot of programming that's going on. We have displays up for Hispanic Heritage Month. We have displays up for Library Card Sign-Up Month. We have stuff up for Banned Books Week. There's a lot going on. And then we also have stuff up for Newport Pride because the library staff's going to be going to that on Saturday. We're really excited. And we have little cool little pins that our teen volunteers helped us make that we're going to be handing out and doing some activities with people and checking out books and signing people up for library cards. And then Lily's going to WorkSource Oregon's Resource Fair, which is tomorrow. And she's going to table there from 2 to 4 and talk about the library's resources that we have. So we're trying to get out more. One of the cool things that happened recently is that we've been trying to partner more with OCCA, and I've been having a lot of conversations with Jason Holland, and we helped put together a reader's advisory list because they were showing Book of Dust, and so Vanessa put together a list of books that people could check out because she oversees our teen collection, and if people came to the show and they showed their library card, they got a ticket for $5 instead of paying the full price. So I think you're going to see more of those kind of partnerships, and then they'll be tied in with some of the shows that they're showing there at the Performing Arts Center into our Culture Pass program too, so you guys know about that. And then we had a cute little message from somebody from Japan that stopped in, and they had tagged the library on Twitter, and they stopped in for a reading break with their little animal friends, and they sent us the picture, and I had to share that with you guys because it was really cute that they stopped in. And then we are on the last month of our STEM activity kits. We're not going to offer them after this unless it's like a specialty thing, just because it's taking a lot of staff time and resources towards that. And we are trying to focus on all the programming that's going on an ongoing basis and the people that are in front of us, as well as like the outreach and just all the juggling, taking care of public service staff.
I think it's time. I feel
it's
okay.
Time. Yeah. It's time. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know what the volunteers are going to do now, though.
Oh, we're going to keep you busy. Don't worry. We'll give you other stuff. Banned Books Week starts on Sunday. And the first event that is kicking off Banned Books Week, we're going to have displays, is we're going to play Banned Books Trivia at Beer One on Tuesday night. And I'm going to be one of MCs. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. If you want to come and test your trivia of banned books, I encourage you to come. You can be part of a team. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's free. It's open for all ages. And there's prizes. And then we're also going to do Banned Books Jeopardy on Thursday of that week at 4:30. So you guys can test your knowledge if you don't get enough with trivia. And you can play some Jeopardy with Vanessa. And then we're also doing a Banned Books Tiny Art Show and Library Card Design Contest. And so a couple years ago when I started, we did a Centennial Card Design Contest. We ran out of all those beautiful cards that were created, and people really love collecting library cards. And so we're doing a contest with people's entries, and we're going to have public voting, and then we're going to turn it into a library card that people can use. And we're also displaying their little art submissions for people too. So that's going on right now. If you guys are interested in submitting an idea, you should do that. The theme for Banned Books Week is Censorship Divides Us. So it just has to be around banned books. But I think it's really cool. And then we went last Friday to Arco Iris Culturelle, and they had a back to school event with the Oregon Coast STEM Hub. And Rachel went over and she read stories to the kids that were there. They loved it. And then on the 24th, which is not this Saturday, the following Saturday, we're going to go to Cultural Fest. Olala's Cultural Fest, that's over at the PAC. There's a lot. I give you 20 pages of reading.
A lot!
So are there any questions for Laura that you have been polite enough not to just blurt out like I did? That you'd like to ask her before we start in on statistics? No? Okay.
I'd rather hear more fun stuff than statistics.
So exciting. Statistics are so exciting. So I tried to bring these to you guys so you guys know what's going on as far as where we stand with certain things. And so I have the Ocean Book statistics from March, April, May, June, July, and August. And then I have the annual Ocean Book statistics. I don't know if you have any questions about any of these. I use a lot of the annual one. I pulled them.
Can I back up? Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I missed my chance after your good library report, Laura. I am so happy about how you and the library are doing equity and inclusion. I know that everybody's trying to work on that, and I'm just so impressed with everything that's going on. And I just think about if I lived somewhere else and how good that would feel to be able to go somewhere and feel my old culture, you know, and be with other people that know me. And so I really applaud that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's really nice to have people feel welcome and want to come in the library. I like it.
It's important. That's what libraries are supposed to do. So I don't know if you guys have questions about the Ocean Book stats, but the one that's the annual stats, I use that information for our state library report. So I wanted to show you guys those. Do you have any questions before I go over the reference ones?
Is Driftwood Lincoln City?
Yeah, Driftwood's Lincoln City, and then
wow,
Newport.
Our circulation is double theirs almost.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been really busy, you guys. Really, really busy. It's a good problem to have, but it's been really busy. And then, if you guys are okay, I'm going to move on to the reference tally. This is the reference tally statistics for the entire last year's fiscal year. And so we answered 7,700 questions last fiscal year. So that information will be used in the state report too. And then so far we've answered in July and August, this does not include the current month, 7,634 questions. But if you look at the number of questions that we answered last July and August to now, we've like
that's like seven times the amount. It's been busy.
Are you getting that many more questions, or are you being more careful about marking them down?
More questions, people coming in. It's been busy, really busy.
Yeah.
Really, really busy. A lot of people coming in, a lot of people calling in, emails. Yeah, it's definitely been busy, which is good. That's what we want, right? And then if you guys have no questions about that, I'm going to show you, go over the Wi-Fi statistics. And this is for last fiscal year too. And the total number will be used for the state annual report. But we had 84,960 uses of our Wi-Fi last year.
I think it's kind of creepy that it can tell exactly where you are, like downstairs north, downstairs southwest.
Because we have little plugins different places too, so it tracks it from where they are too. It's good. It's good. And then this year so far in July and August, this does not include September, we've had 18,270. And if you look at the stats from last July and last August to now, we've almost doubled this year from last year.
Although the library upper parking lot remains the most popular spot.
Well, very popular. Very, very popular.
Is that because people are using it at night?
They're using it at night, and then you have a lot of people from traveling. I talked to somebody today. My husband called me at lunch, actually. And a librarian who was in the area who had a board meeting, it was a library director from outside the area, was asking about the Wi-Fi and was going to come park in the parking lot in her RV and do her library board meeting.
So I have a question, and I feel like it's been asked before, but I don't remember the answer. Do we know how many unique users there are in these statistics? Or do these numbers represent the same person who's coming every day and tapping in?
It could be every day, yeah. The only way we'd probably be able to do unique users, Stormy, is if we used people had to use like their library card to sign in. Right. And that's going to exclude a bunch of people from being able to do it. So it's like, we have people that come in every single day. Like sometimes they're multiple days. It'll track that. And they might be in a different area. Say they're upstairs and then all of a sudden they're downstairs. Yeah. It's going to track them twice with it. So you're going to have to, there's no perfect way to do that. This is probably the most, without having to require a library card for sign in. But it's definitely picked up looking at the Wi-Fi stats from like previous years.
For sure.
It's mind-blowing. We like tripled it last year. And so this year we've doubled what we had last year.
Thank you.
It's good. It's really good. And then the next one is about database statistics. And I don't have the stats for July, August, and September right now, because we're in September. So these are the annual stats for our databases. I took the one that was for kids off of here because that was not one that we continued offering anymore. So it's like A to Z, Consumer Reports, Flipster. Some of these ones are provided by the state library. Mango, the foundation pays for, and they're also paying for Flipster now and for Oregonian and Tech Talks. But you guys can see there was no perfect way to try to attach this thing because it's so long. The annual,
although the Oregonian is not getting many views, it may get cut next year.
Yeah. We're trying to push the online subscription for it as far as that goes. But we're up a little bit as far as the database use goes this year too, which I'm not surprised by. And Library to Go has gotten more popular. Hoopla continues to be really popular. Mango is definitely up from the previous year. More people are taking advantage of like the Tech Talk one that we don't pay very much for, but has different Tech Talks. They focus on different things. Yeah. Do you have any questions about the database statistics? We're trying to do more marketing with all of these too. Just to let people know, because people sometimes they don't know what they don't know.
I always forget that Consumer Reports is an option, and I can't tell you how many times I'm like, damn it, I don't subscribe to it. Like, I want a review on something. So this is a good reminder. for me personally, that that's something that I can access through the library.
It's great. And then Flipster is the magazine database, and a lot of magazines are going out of print, and so they just have the online subscription now. So that's been really nice because you're seeing a lot of the ones that have gone away. You're seeing them on the online. I think that's going to happen more and more. So I don't know if you guys have any questions. That's all the information. And guess what, Gretchen? It's 6 o'clock.
I know. Look at that. To the dot.
I do have one quick question, and maybe this was answered when I wasn't here yet. Did you ever get a response from the response to the guns and ammo patron?
No, the letter went out to her. She has not said anything.
Okay, I just was curious if she'd ever.
I added a little bit of extra like writing to it, and then I added the library's appendix about freedom to read, freedom to view, and I attached all of that to it. And Guns and Ammo magazine is going to end up going away, you guys. It's going to end up being weeded because we don't have the circulation for it, and I told her that before. But I did send this to the Office of Intellectual Freedom in Oregon. So it's one of those things that they can track for materials challenges.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. We'll see if we get any more. But I put a bunch of stuff up today about banned books in the reading room. So if you walk in, you're going to see all the stuff about the top 10 books and who challenges books and where do most of the challenges come from and what are most of the books challenged for. And most of it's related to race and LGBTQ plus content. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thank you.
Which Welcome. Brings us back to our next meeting is on Wednesday, November 9th. And the Sip and Paint night is immediately following it. It's at 6:30 in the McEntee Room. And the price is $40 or $50 if you want to sponsor a staff or student. All supplies are provided. Ms. Calavan is donating her time, and so $10 of each person spot goes to supplies, and $40 goes to a fundraiser for the foundation. So we're hoping to fill all 24 spots, and we are going to sponsor all staff members and students who want to attend. So we're hoping that some of you will want to attend as well. I have to say that the foundation has been kind of lame.
They don't know a good time.
Right. And so I would love to say that we're a lot more fun over here. I guess you guys can count me both ways. But right now I think it's only Terry and I.
Terry, you.
And Libba from the foundation.
And then me and Sarah from the library. And I'm waiting for the rest of the responses from the staff.
Why do we get to sip? What are the sipping options?
It's bring your own sipping options. Ooh. Although it is a city building, so
we can't drink alcohol, at least while we're there. We have to wait till after.
Okay, that answers my question. I'm not very artistic if I'm just drinking soda.
It's not about art. It's about having fun with your fellow board members and foundation members and library staff. It's really just a fun library night out. I'm surprised how many folks have been like, oh, I can't draw. I'm like, is it about drawing? I don't know. I don't think so.
Do I count as a board member or a volunteer?
Oh, we're counting you as a board member, but you get to come for free. So it's a win-win for you.
You Love and Jose that. Are definitely
ready. Heck yeah.
All our cast artistic talents are warranted.
I'm not going to put you on the spot and take roll call tonight on if you can come or not, but we probably do need to know in the next couple of weeks. I'll send an email out finding out because we're going to have to start giving away spots if we can't fill them up. There are a couple of foundation members who are not able to attend but are funding scholarships for staff and students. So if you're in that category as well, we will take your checks or cash. I think we could even take PayPal over on the website. So, you know, send in your money. We're happy to have it.
But it's going to be fun, you guys. So let her know when she sends the email if you want to come.
Ryan, you're invited as well if you would like to attend.
We could paint some tiny little trees.
Sachiko could come as your liaison.
What day is that again?
It is Wednesday, November 9th, immediately following our next library board meeting. So Laura will have to end timely again because she and I will have to...
go paint little trees.
Go paint over there, right. We're not going to have any sort of contest.
A reminder, I'd be happy to go.
It'll be fun, you guys.
It will be. I think it's going to be really fun. So I guess...
We're excited.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Do you guys have questions?
I have a really shocking thing to tell you. Laura is very excited about going to paint night.
I know you're so
shocked. As opposed to most other things.
And the foundation sponsoring our spelling bee team, the Bibliophiles, so we're going to be back. This is like 3 years. We haven't played in 3 years. We did not do very good a couple of years ago.
You have a lot of pressure, though. The Bibliophiles have won on numerous occasions.
I know. We did not do very good.
Hey, Laura.
Yes.
Can I join the team so I don't have to form my own team?
I'm sure you can.
You do better spelling than I am. Don't you already have four people?
Are we allowed to have four people, or are we allowed to have more than four people?
I don't know. I think it's four.
Yeah, let me know, Ryan, if you want to play. Linda,
I do, but I don't want to kick anyone else off.
Can I get back with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to play. We're going to play spelling.
My husband, Brian, is spelling for the Lincoln County Lawyers, and I told him that I come every year, but I only buy back in the library, so he better find his own plant.
Now we have even more pressure. Linda never gets to participate because she's always helping with it. So this year she gets to participate. So she's all excited. I'm like, I hope we do better than we did last time because we didn't do so well. And John Ziegler was making fun of us and our poor spelling.
Laura is incorrect. They did an excellent job because I spent a lot of money buying them back in and raised a lot of money for the Newport High School fans. So doing well is really relative, right?
Yes.
You did not win, but no. You were excellent participants.
We'll raise a lot of money. That's what we'll do. We'll raise a lot of money. Oh, my goodness.
It's true. Okay, well, I'm going to... is there anything that anyone else wants to add for the good of the order?
If you have any questions, comments, concerns? It's weird not seeing you guys in here. We're all taking...
No, I did. Thank you. I mean, it's amazing. As Ellen was saying, you're doing awesome. And I hear it from parents too. They'll share that they've gone to some of the evening events. So it's neat. It's neat to hear.
Good. It's what we like to hear. Libraries for everyone.
Now all we need to do is get the library open on Sundays.
Yeah. I know we're not there yet. Don't push that one yet, guys. You got to give me more time to convince them on that one.
Okay, well, I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 6:09.
Woohoo!
Excellent job, everyone.
Woohoo! Thank you, guys.
And thanks to Maddie for coming here in person, so it wasn't just Laura and I tonight. Being goofy.
Yeah, but.
You know, at least I'm not in the parking lot on Zoom.
Yeah, right?
And Gretchen's got her flags.
Gretchen always comes because she loves her flags.
I know.
But Laura and I get goofy when it's only the two of us in here.
We're giggling and laughing. We're like, it's just us.
This isn't giggly?
This is giggly. I am very giggly. I had a Jarritos before I came over here.
You had what?
Jarritos.
Ah.
I was like, I need a Jarrito. So I had a Jarrito, and I was like, that's not probably good for them because I'm going to be like all wired on sugar. So I'm going to go run now.
Nope.
I thought you said I had Doritos, and I'm like, yeah. I've eaten a lot of Doritos. They have never given me
burritos.
This kind of energy.
Jarritos. You guys are Jarritos are? They're like the drinks that you usually get a lot of times at like the...
Aren't they from Mexico?
Yeah,
and they're usually like neon colors?
Yeah, they have different color ones.
I can't say I've ever had those.
Me neither.
They're pretty good.
Do they have caffeine or this is just sugar?
This is just sugar.
They look appealing.
They do.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
See you soon.
Got to figure out how to.
I'm one episode behind on House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
Monday. Coos Bay for soccer. And yesterday I was too
I don't know if I turned it off. Trap Richard. Richard, we're still on the thing. Did I not end it? I thought I ended it.
Yeah, Charlotte's in month one of being a
partner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a classic.
Oh, do you?
Do you have any with Colin?
That's my job. Okay. I have biology and ESS, I think. But a lot of them are 2-year courses, so.
But I don't understand how they have first year and second year people in the same.
They swap the curriculum so that you'll learn different things. It's two halves.
I'm not being recorded, right, or live streaming now, but I'm about to crash someone.
What?
I'm not being recorded or live
streaming. No, you're good. I closed everything.
She's really excited about the biology teacher.
Who's Mr. What does he teach? This is a science teacher?
Yeah. And unfortunately neither of them are IB trained and I have 6 exams this year. I'm scared.
I heard that the biology teacher came in on
I remember her saying stop panicking.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay.